This is Dr. Mejia, the Tampa patient, Janice Paperny, P-A-P-E-R-N-Y, medical records 1452-36, the number 7-4-1952. Referring physician, Dr. Lee Kostrin, procedure performed colonoscopy, secondary procedure biopsies, neck hyperlipectomy, hemoclip placement, date of the procedure April 1st, 2022, indications, history of colon polyp, a cecal polyp removed in the past by piecemeal, period. Post-op diagnosis, impression 1, internal hemorrhoids, 2, diverticulosis coli, number 3, 4 colon polyps removed per paragraph, deformization, cecum, complication non-immediately, medication, aspirin, monitor, anesthesia, care, withdrawal time, was 8 minutes, preparation was good, per paragraph. Obroposius, per colonoscopy, template, per paragraph, findings, anorectomy, internal hemorrhage, grade 1, period. Sigmoid descending colon, apianoma, per paragraph, semiflexure, apianoma, per paragraph. In the transverse colon, proximal transverse colon, there's an amenity polar, about 2 millimeters, pair removed by cobiopsy, polypectomy, per paragraph. In the hepatic flexure, there's an amenity polar, about 2 to 3 millimeters, pair removed by cobiopsy, polypectomy, per paragraph. In the descending colon, there's an amenity polar, about 2 to 3 millimeters, pair removed by cobiopsy, polypectomy, per paragraph. In the cecum, there is a flat polyp about 8 millimeters removed with neck hyperlipectomy per paragraph. This was near the scar on the prior polypectomy per paragraph. A hemoclip was applied to prevent bleeding per paragraph. Please note in the same way in colon, there's also scattered diverticulosis present per paragraph. Recommendations 1, follow pathology reports number 2. High fiber diet, 3, fiber supplementation. This number went to clinic. Next number, repeat colonoscopy in 3 years.